Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And the second hour of Upstate Outdoors is coming to you live from the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show. Do you know the boat show's open today until 9 p.m.? Also going to be here at the Greenville Convention Center.
Or the Textile Hall.
For those of you who are over the age of 50, it's Textile Hall. They'll be here tomorrow from noon to 6 p.m. Been here since Thursday and got a lot of boats. Some way or another, they managed to pack 80 more boats into this building than they did last year.
I think they stretched out on the ends.
Are they?
I haven't walked down there yet.
I never walked to the whatever
to
east.
The very end.
To the very end.
I think they've stretched out on the ends because 80 boats is a lot of square footage.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe they were personal watercraft.
I don't know.
Maybe they're little John boats.
Little bitty ones.
I doubt it because, I mean, yeah. Looking over here, we got some big boys in here and boat girls looking at that
we
Yamaha.
We should have custom painted our Yamaha white.
You know why we didn't?
Why?
You didn't tell me to.
Well, I went over budget, and I was scared to ask.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey, if you missed the first hour of Upstate Outdoors, we had some great guests on us, including Bence Johnson from 72 Marine, and also Hack Hensley.
Cool
guy. From Hacks, and just, I mean, he just kind of hanging out doing his thing. And coming to
he
the boat
brought
show.
Us some good surprises,
and we got
too.
Some lures here. And I got a creek chub, and she got a head and lure. And
those are really neat.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here looking at it. I know you guys on the radio can't see it.
Yeah, they're cool.
They are cool.
Metal lips.
He's
and
a
all.
Neat guy. He knows a lot about, you know, the manufacturers, especially small manufacturers from back in the day, custom stuff and hand-painted, hand-built, you know, stuff you just can't buy anymore.
No, that's true. And we got a great second hour coming up for you, too. After the Roadkill Cafe, we're going to talk to is Marty the biggest name in the building, you think?
Yeah.
Marty
I think
Robinson?
He probably is. We got Marty Robinson, who's MLF guy now.
I know Jason Williamson,
Jason
who's
Williamson's
Bass
over
is here.
Here. He's an Elite Series guy. I'm looking. Is Casey?
I haven't seen Casey Ashley. I was going to text him early, and I got called up, so.
I'll have
know.
To walk around and see who's here. But we know we got some celebrities in the building.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to talk with Marty Robinson, MLF angler, who's from Spartanburg County, lives up in Lyman, and get him and talk about – I think he's able to make his announcement now, and we won't ruin that.
I don't
that.
Know.
We'll let him – we'll find out if he can
– if he wants to announce,
if
he can announce.
Make his big announcement for us. And then we filled in our final spot – we got Tom Marlowe from Key West Boats.
So excited to talk to Tom.
And I like talking to Tom. And for those of you who follow, you know, stuff on the internet, boating in the boating world on the internet, Tom participated in the Florida Skiff Challenge.
Yes.
Last year, basically, it's kind of an awareness program,
race.
Endurance race around the entire state of Florida, and it's only open to manufacturers. To boat manufacturers, and they enter like what a 17
yeah,
foot boat.
Yeah, it has
boat.
To be like 17 and a half feet or less, and there's horsepower shoes. Little bitty boats going around the state of Florida.
Yeah,
in the absolute worst conditions.
And he was in the chase vehicle with his two sons last year, so they're going to do it again this year. I think they're changing up their roster in the boat.
Yeah, there's a couple of different manufacturers doing it this year, but Key West is in and C-Pro is also in, so that's our two South Carolina manufacturers representing.
So looking forward to talking with Tom, and then we're going to wrap up today's show with our calendar of events. And, of course, we'll talk a little bit more about the boat show in between here and there. And our parting shot today is a good one about a Florida man who thought he'd hit a payday with a bunch of frozen iguanas, but it kind of backfired on him.
Because nobody's week is complete without a good Florida man story.
Nor is anybody's week complete unless they get their time in the kitchen with the Roadkill Cafe.
So this week, we're having what we call Hardy Hunter Stew. And this is a little bit different than just your standard throw a roast in the crock pot. I've been trying to come up with recipes that are going to make venison tender and juicy. And most of those recipes that are going to provide tender, juicy meat, you wind up searing the meat before you start stewing it. So you're going to need 2 pounds of boneless venison, roast. I don't know if I'd use a tenderloin for it. Roast would be good.
Yeah.
So you cut it up into 1-inch cubes. 2 tablespoons of canola oil, 4 1/4 cups of water divided, 1/2 cup of tomato juice, 2 medium onions cut in wedges, 2 celery ribs sliced, 1 teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce, 2 bay leaves, 2 to 3 teaspoons of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of pepper, 6 medium carrots cut up, 6 medium potatoes peeled and quartered, 1 cup of frozen peas, and 1 tablespoon of cornstarch. So in your Dutch oven, you're going to need to brown the meat. So you've got it cut up into cubes, and you're going to brown the meat in oil over medium heat. After that meat is good and brown, then you start throwing the water on. Add 4 cups of water and scrape the pan to loosen up any of the pan drippings from cooking the meat. Add the tomato juice, the onions, the celery, the Worcestershire sauce, the bay leaves, the salt and pepper, and then you bring it to a boil. After it comes to a boil, you reduce the heat, and then you cook for about 2 hours on low. So after your 2 hours, you're going to discard the bay leaves because you don't eat bay leaves. Add the carrots and the potatoes, and then you're going to cook it on medium for another 40 to 60 minutes. After the 40 to 60 minutes, you're going to stir in the peas and go for another 10 minutes. Combine the cornstarch and then the rest of the little bit of water, and then stir it up, and then it comes back to a boil. So you've got 3 different stages of cooking the stew. Browning the meat, bring it to a boil, lowering it down, vegetables, come back up, down, and then back up. So you're going to need to be at home when you do this because it's not a crock pot recipe.
Sounds like it.
So, but what happens is you've got that venison going to be fall apart tender without being dry. So, and that's it. And you can serve it over rice or serve it as a soup or make some cornbread. So it's interesting. We're going to try that one this evening.
Oh, are we?
Yeah. It's kind of cold outside even though the sun's shining.
Yeah.
And I want to try some soup.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and get and let you get, you know, started on it when we leave here.
I got to clean fish.
You do? You went fishing yesterday.
Yeah. No. Well.
Yeah.
A couple days ago.
I can't remember when it was. My brain, I got boat show brain.
So.
Did you do any good fishing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I caught a few. I ain't cleaned them yet.
He braved the cold and the wind and the rain. Well, it wasn't raining when you went out, but.
Speaking of fishing, I see Marty Robinson. So let's go to our break.
Yeah, he's right over there. Let's grab him.
Let's go to our break, and then we'll come right back on the other side with Marty Robinson, MLF angler. And we'll find out how he's been doing fishing.
Cool. Y'all stay with us right here at 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Alrighty, Upstate South Carolina Boat Show.
We're here.
We're here. Upstate Outdoors is on your radio. And Philip Gentry, Boat Girl. And we got our buddy Marty Robinson sitting in the booth with us.
We are so excited.
Yeah, Marty, welcome back.
What's up, guys and girls? I'm
glad
to be back.
We're happy to see you.
I'm excited to be here, dude. This is exciting time of the year for me. It's always like the start up of spring feels like at the boat show.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah,
exactly.
I checked over the break. 7 years Upstate Outdoors been broadcasting live from here. How many years you been coming out here, Marty?
Oh gosh, man, I might tell my age.
it's their 50th annual, so
yeah. I've been coming as far as now. Back in the early days, I was shopping. But,
yeah.
God, I've probably been coming 30 years.
Now you're just shaking hands and kissing babies, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Kissing mamas and hugging babies.
Yeah, you better not say that.
So how did your first season go with the MLF?
You know, I guess it was
you
about –
You had some good times.
Yeah, I had some good times. I had some highs and some lows. And I actually started off the first term of the year last year about this time, or actually I think it might have been a little bit earlier than this. We was in Florida at Toho and started off my first day of the year. Well, I actually started off terrible. I was in last place with 1 2-pounder until 11 o'clock.
Uh-oh.
And from 11 o'clock till the end of the day, I caught, I think, roughly around 60-something pounds of bass and come from dead last or second to last to first place.
Those magical days happen every now and then. It's just crazy.
They do.
You know.
And I think we've talked about this a little bit, but the old days of leaving fish to go find fish, are they over in MLF or does that depend?
Yes. In my opinion, I think that's over in any kind of format these days. That's pretty much something everybody sticks to. If you find them and if you're catching them, you don't leave.
Stay on them.
Yeah, stay on them. You catch all you can. You know, even in local tournaments, you know, a lot of times, with as many people that are fishing these days, I mean, look at all the people out here looking at these pretty bass boats and all these other boats. There's a lot of people on the water these days. A lot more fishing pressure now than there was when I was growing up.
Yep.
So if you find a school of fish today, you better work on them all you can before you leave them, because somebody else is going to come in behind you and catch them if you do leave them.
I agree with that.
And is it? It used to be the thought was the bigger fish, you know, in that school, they're all going to be pretty much the same size, and the bigger fish are going to bite first. Do you find that to be the case, or do sometimes you catch a couple of them and get them riled up, and then bigger ones want to come in?
You know, you do find that the case a lot of times, especially out in deeper water, open water. A lot of times, you know, when you start catching 2-pounders, most of them are going to be a similar class fish, but what I have learned, a lot of times if you do stick around, you will be surprised. And the tournament that I just mentioned, you know, where I think I caught 35 fish. Well, in a normal, you know, 5-fish tournament or so, I would have then left that area. Well, after I'd caught, I think I'd caught 15 fish, and my 16th or 17th fish was a 4.8.
Started getting bigger.
And then I caught my second biggest fish, which was like a 4-something. So, you know, I caught those 2 4-pounders after I'd sat there and caught and caught and caught.
And just wore the rest of them out.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, if you stick around a lot of times, you will be surprised at what's in there.
Yeah.
I that's awesome.
Well, and Marty, you got a pseudo-big announcement to make because you're wearing different colors this year than what you've worn in the past years.
Yes, I am, and I'm super excited for the change. You know, I think I've always been a believer after so many years, you know, a change is good, you know. And I'm glad, I'm super excited to be back with Marty Walker with Palmetto Boat Center. Me and Marty worked together for years and years, and then last few years we hadn't worked together because he don't carry, you know, obviously the boat company that I was with. But now I'm going with Phoenix Mercury this year for the 2020 MLF BPT season, and I'm super excited. It's a great boat, great motor. I've got a lot of buddies that have them and run them, and I've had the opportunity, chance to get in one, and those boats are really some awesome boats.
Phoenix is strong, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I mean, not just the boat in itself, but the name and the brand and everything. They're on a rising tide.
Exactly. The brand has really took off. It is, you know, over the last few years, you know, five years ago, I didn't see a lot of Phoenixes around here.
Yep.
Four years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and now, I mean, I probably see more Phoenix Mercury combos than anything on the water, you know, especially in this area.
And the good thing, I mean, you know, let's face it, well, a lot of the big name boat manufacturers, they sort of combined under one umbrella, and you know, kind of the future there is kind of tenuous. But Phoenix is one of those, just like the name says, they're a new brand and they're an independent brand, and you get all the good stuff that comes along with that independent brand.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I said 4 or 5 years ago, yeah, that, I probably didn't see any because they probably wasn't in business. They hadn't been around that long, but what I'm
they
saying
is – They actually started in, I think,
2010.
Yeah.
2010, okay.
2011.
Yeah. So yeah. They've been around.
Just several, a little while.
But you just didn't see many of them, you know.
And, I remember Davey Height got in one pretty quick, and Greg Hackney got in one pretty quick, and I think those were the two probably that I remember got
Aaron,
in that boat.
Aaron Martins has been with them a while. Justin Lucas, a couple of your bigger names, and you know, I noticed the boats then. I noticed, you know, it's a really sleek looking boat, good looking ride, real stylish, and it seems to attract the younger generation is what I've noticed, and you know, I mean that's what makes bass fishing what it is, the younger generation.
Speaking of younger generation, we said that you were the biggest name in the building, but if we look back in retrospect, I'm thinking that may not be the case because you got one of your prodigy, the Hammer, is with you. Unfortunately, we can't get him on a mic, but Marshall.
That's right. That's right. My oldest son, I was able to get him out of bed this morning. you know,
he'll get out of bed to go fishing, but I don't know about going riding around boat show.
That's right. But, Marty Walker, you know, he actually told me, he said, you know, bring Marshall up here with you. He loves for the kids to be a part of it.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, and obviously he runs the best high school trail, you know, in the state by far. And, you know, he does a lot for the kids and the younger generation. And, you know, all the kids love him as well. So
growing bass fishermen.
Yeah, exactly. So, Marshall, he was all excited to come up here. He said, yeah, you know, anything I can do to help Marty out, I'm for it. So,
so the key with kids like that, outdoor kids, is you can wake them up at 4 or you can wake them up at 11. But if you try to wake them up about 8:30 or 9 o'clock, it ain't happening.
No. I don't know what it is. If you wake them up at 4 or 5, they think they're going bass fishing or something.
Yeah.
And they jump out of the bed. But, yeah, you're right. If you anything after that, they don't like getting up till around 10, 11 o'clock.
And I tell you what, you guys, I saw where your wife posted somewhere where you guys were on vacation, family vacation, and you and your kids and your wife went fishing like 7, 8 days in a row, stayed on the water from daylight to dark.
That sounds like us.
It does.
No, it does not
sound
like us.
Well, I don't get up at daylight.
Because there ain't no daylight with this one.
It'll definitely be dark.
Yeah.
But not daylight.
She'll stay on the lake till the evening, right? Mm-hmm. Just not get out there at the crack of dawn.
Right.
Tide ain't right.
Tide ain't right. That's what I'm saying. Oh, no, tide ain't right.
Yeah, we did, man. You know, during Christmas break, I think we added it up, and I think we fished 13 out of 15 days or something like that. I mean,
yeah.
What
crazy.
A good vacation.
Because you got to have 2 travel days, right?
Yeah. That's right. And it's daylight to dark with us. Yeah, if we go, it's daylight to dark. I mean, I got buddies that go, and, you know, every now and then want to say something about coming home early, and I said, man, I you know, I done put all this gas in this truck and boat and got up at the crack of dawn, I ain't going home early. We're staying in the dark.
We're going to eat vein of sausages and crackers for lunch every day.
That's right. As long as there's some beanie weenies in my box, I'm good.
That's like a staple.
Yeah.
Now, looking at the 2020 season, do you have have they released an entire venue yet of where you guys are going to be fishing?
They have. You can go on Major League Fishing website and get all that information. We actually start off in Alabama on the historic Lake Eufaula.
Okay.
That'll be cool.
Has a lot. You got a lot of history on that lake. Tom Mann. I know you know Tom, the great Tom Mann.
Oh, yeah.
So we start out at Eufaula. Our second event goes to Okeechobee, Florida. Two big fish tournaments right off the bat. I think there'll be a lot of big fish caught. And they have, Major League officials have upped it to a 2-pound minimum. That's going to be super exciting.
That just came out. Okay. What, this week? Last week?
Yeah.
Just came out. Yep.
Okay.
And it's not going to be hard to get 2-pound limit on Okeechobee this time of year.
They have said that the Okeechobee has been down a lot, and it's fishing totally different. But, yeah, there are some giants in there, and I'm sure we'll see some big bags come out of there.
Is there something on the schedule that's other than those two lakes that's particularly exciting for you looking at this season?
You know, there's a few that stand out to me, but one of the ones I look forward to most, and I try not to do this because I've learned in the past, I don't know what it is. It's like the tournaments. If you stand back at a tournament trail and you pick four that you think you'll do good in and four that you think you won't do good in, it's just the opposite.
It's just opposite. Everything falls apart when you think you got this.
All of them anyway.
Yeah. But one that truly stands out to me, I guess, would be Grand Lake, Grand Lake of the Cherokees, which is in Oklahoma. I have a lot of history there. I've had pretty good success there. I fished a couple Bassmaster Classics there and done, really well in those. And my first top 10 in a professional event coming from Grand Lake. So,
okay.
Kind of looking forward to that one.
So as far as preparing for these, and we're about to run out of time, but as far as preparing for these, do you think, okay, I got this lake, got this lake, got this lake, which means I got to put this in my box, got to put this in there? I mean, bait-wise, how do you prepare for that? Or are you just going to take everything you got, much as you can handle?
Yeah, I'm kind of like you, Philip. I'm a tackle junkie.
Yep.
I see you got some old plugs laying around.
Yep.
Somebody's done giving some old plugs here.
Yep.
Yeah, Marty's eyeballing them. And he knew exactly what both of them were, too. Little did we know that Marty Robinson
wouldn't that be something to throw a creek chub out there, old school? They ain't seen that one, have they?
Yeah, no. Nah.
I guarantee you catch one on it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I probably got too much tackle in my boat. But I've been looking at some of these Phoenix boats over here. They have a lot of storage, and that's the good thing about it. I think I will be able to get all my junk plus some new junk.
That boat is built by anglers, and they get it. And it's so angler-centered that there's things that you don't even notice until you start using it. It's like, oh, there's a place for this, and there's a place for this, and I got room for all this. And the storage systems in that boat is amazing. Because it's built by anglers, not by guys building boats and guys engineering boats, but anglers that build boats, and get it.
That's right.
I mean, they get it 100%.
And you can tell by looking at it. I carry a ton of tackle. I'll carry, I always take a little bit of everything with me. And then when I get there, I try maybe look at the lake, look at the conditions, and I'll try to put some of my tackle maybe in my truck and just downsize just a little bit. But I do keep probably too much tackle in my boat.
Awesome. And if fans want to try – well, I won't say want to try because that's kind of a hard thing to do, but if they want to keep up with you this season, what's the best place for them to keep up with you on social media this year?
Obviously, you can keep up with me on Facebook, Instagram. I try to post as much as I can. My wife, she's constantly chewing me out about you need to post more. You need to post more. Got to keep the fans, let them in the loop and see what's going on. And you can definitely keep up with us there. You can keep up with us at MajorLeagueFishing.com. You can go on their website. They have a great website. They have some featured articles and you can always get the updates as far as the tournaments, especially during the tournament. They have, everyday live broadcast. They have the live footage. You can go on there and watch the fishing live. And if all of y'all are anything like me, you like to watch any kind of live fishing, I love it, dude.
Yep.
I'm just a
man, it's so cool. It's addicting. Sit there and you're like, what's next? Yeah. What's next?
A lot of working hours lost.
Awesome. Marty Robinson, thanks for being on the show with us. And we are going to go to our break. And when we come back, we got Tom Marlowe from Key West Boats we're going to talk with. Come out here and see us. Upstate South Carolina Boat Show. Marty, you going to be here for a while?
I will be here to 9 o'clock tonight. I'll be here tomorrow also. Come see me, guys
and
girls.
Right here. Y'all stay with us. 106.3 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. We got Boat Girl at the boat show. She's
right
here.
Right in my element.
Right here in her element. It's the 50th annual Upstate South Carolina Boat Show. They're open, going to be here till 9 o'clock tonight, the boat show is. We've only got about 20-something more minutes here on Upstate.
It's flown by.
That's right. That's the way it goes. Live remote, man. We're talking to people back and forth. If it is on the water, it is here in this building. They have added 82 more boats this year than they had last year for a grand total of 562 boats. I have not counted them all myself. Just going to take the people's word for it.
We'll take their word for it. It's all good.
And so they'll be here till 9 o'clock tonight, be here Sunday until 6 p.m. And our next guest, Tom Marlowe from Key West Boats, all the way down in Somerville, South Carolina. Tom, how long are you going to be here?
I'll be here through tomorrow.
Cool.
Through tomorrow, so you'll be here. So if folks want to come over and look at one of these Key West boats, you be the person to talk to.
I hope so. come ask for me.
Yeah. How long you been with Key West Boats now?
It's 13 years.
13 years?
Mm-hmm.
Been making them. All of these are made down in South Carolina.
That's correct.
Local.
Yeah.
Right here. Tom is no stranger even previous to that 13 years because you've pretty much been in the industry forever.
I started in 1970.
Okay, almost forever.
Yeah, I was like 2 years old.
Yeah.
So Key West has got a couple changes for the 2020 models. The 186 Bay Reef is been replaced by the 188 Bay Reef, which is very similar to the wildly popular 210 Bay Reef and the 230 Bay Reef.
That's correct. You got to look close to see that it's a different boat.
Yeah. So they've got the 188, a little bit smaller version on the same platform as the 210, 230.
Does it still have the little well in the front where the bucket goes?
No.
No?
That starts with the 23-footer.
It's got a bucket recess in the storage box.
Yeah.
I see.
But it's not under the floor like right the other
Captain boats. E said that was his idea.
He likes to tell us that. He likes to tell us everything.
And that was my idea. We had Captain E on the show a couple of weeks ago.
And he said he was upgrading to a 250.
Yep. Talking about flounder, we couldn't hardly get a word in edgewise on our own.
He's
our
so excited
show.
About that new boat.
He does that no matter what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, so last year was last year the first year that Key West was involved in the Florida Skiff Challenge?
It was the first year we were involved. That's the fifth year for the challenge.
Okay, fifth year for the challenge, but first year that Key West was involved in it. And it's kind of a cool deal where it's to promote the
Captains for Clean Water.
Yeah, Captains for Clean Water. Thank you, Boat Girl. And it's basically a race, an endurance race around the state of Florida. Just, you can't go I-10 and cut across. You can't trailer and go across. You got to go all the way around.
Right. It's 1,400 miles. You do the complete circumference of Florida, including Key West. You can't cut across, can't take any shortcuts. You got to go all the way down.
Can't
to Key
cut
West.
Through any of the keys and go. You got to go right.
all the way around.
Right. You start at the Floribama line right there where the, if you've ever been there before, that's a pretty cool nightclub. A restaurant combination. That's where you start, and they start inland. They run inland for as far as they can, and then they come out into the Gulf of Mexico. When they came out into the Gulf of Mexico, it was about 6 o'clock, so it was p.m. dark.
Yep.
And there was one of the biggest thunderstorms you've ever seen. It covered the entire Gulf of Mexico. I drove through that in a truck. I had to stop at a truck stop and wait for the rain to clear up some so I could see.
Wow.
And these guys are crossing the Gulf of Mexico in boats 18 feet or less with 70 horsepower motors, maximum fuel supply 22 gallons. So it was a pretty, you know,
survival of the fittest, to say the least.
Absolutely. Now we call it a race. It's more of a challenge than a race. Of course, we're going to have a winner and whoever comes in last. Which was Key West boats. Go ahead and throw that out there. But
first year.
First
learning
year.
Curve.
First year. Now, both my boys, Jesse and Mike, were co-captains on the boat. Neither one of those boys had ever been in any Florida water ever. So they're putting in completely unknown waters, and they're running in the dark with instrumentation. All of the instrumentation went out before they got to the other side of the Apalachicola Bay. They had the engine running when they got to the other side, and the chase crew put everything back together.
Wow.
Yep.
It is amazing how much sleep I lost following the Florida Skiff Challenge online, because you could pull up your map and you know where all the boats are. So I'm watching the radar on my iPad, and I'm watching where the boats are on my phone, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, this is the most insane thing. And talk about having tough equipment. You know, that 1720 has always been a great boat.
Mm-hmm.
But to put that boat in that kind of conditions is the conditions that I wouldn't go out in one of these 26-foot, you know, set of twins made for that kind of stuff. I wouldn't do it.
No, that's insane to go out in that kind of weather.
And it was an internet sensation. The following that just, you know, they promoted it, but, you know, you never really know about when you put stuff up there on the internet. But there were tons of people that were following that event.
Absolutely. The social media for Key West boats exceeded the other three challengers combined.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it again this year?
Absolutely, yeah.
So you're good on captaining the chase vehicle for it. Do we know who we're going to have in the Key West boat this year?
Yeah, it's going to be my son, Mike. Jesse Jesse apparently is a lot smarter than Mike. He said, I'm not doing that again. but we got another volunteer. He's never done it before. So it's easy to get volunteers that have never done that before.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, they don't know.
Like a,
yeah.
That sounds like a big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw Mike this week, and he's, like, all fit and in shape and everything. I'm like, dang, oh, yeah. Mike, you're getting, like, fit. And he's like, I'm getting ready for the skiff challenge. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, I need to get myself in shape.
Well, I've, you know? I've told a few people that the boat's going to be lighter this year, and they said, well, y'all building it different, so it'll be lighter. And I said, no, Mike's on a diet.
As far as support of that vehicle, that boat going around Florida, I mean – so you got electronics that are on the boat, and like you said, it's 18 feet or less, so not a lot of storage or anything there. But you can take all kinds of spare parts and stuff
parts,
like that.
Parts, tools, and stuff.
Can you take a whole spare motor with you?
You could.
Yeah.
But if you change that motor, the motor has to be changed with the boat in the water.
Which
okay,
is a
so
tough.
That's the rule, is everything has to take place. You can't pull it out of the water.
Right, no. Right. And you've got a chase crew. It's dedicated to the repairs, and that's the only two people that can repair anything on the boat.
Okay.
So you can't draw in more people if you need help, you know, like if you want to pull the motor off the boat. It's going to have to be the guys in the boat or the chase crew that do that.
Okay. And got to keep the same boat, obviously.
Keep the same boat, you can do the same motor, I think.
You can change parts,
maybe.
Though.
Yeah, you can change parts on the motor.
Okay.
They got a Yamaha and a Key West. They don't have to worry about it unless they hit something hard.
Well, the motor was, it was flawless.
Yeah.
It did the deed.
And the boat fared well.
Yeah.
The boat, the only thing that broke on the boat was the sound bar that they had a radio put in there. The electronics all went out. There was something shorted out in salt water all over the boat going across the Gulf of Mexico. But they got that straightened out really quick. The chase crew was Mike Herndon and his son Brandon.
Right.
And so what did you learn from last year going into this year's race? What was the most important thing you guys learned as far as making this event?
It's a survival challenge, and to survive, you need creature comfort. You need the right kind of clothing. You need the right kind of seating. You're taking a 17-foot boat basically across open ocean for 1,400 miles.
Yeah,
right.
So the ability to take the steady pounding, the people in the boat, they need to have as much creature comfort as they can. That comes in the best kind of seat, shock absorption that you can find, and the right kind of clothing to keep you from going into hypothermia, from getting wet. They ran through the whole first night soaking wet in rain.
Yeah.
We're really hoping for better weather this year. I mean, it was the worst possible conditions last year. So we're hoping that the boys have a little easier time with the weather, getting in and out.
Yeah, short of an April hurricane, I don't think it can get worse.
I was about to say the same thing.
So, Tom, before we let you go, folks want to get more information about your great line of Key West boats, including the dealers where you can find them. What's the best place for them to find that information?
Well, we've got the website, keywestboatsinc.com. That's one source. We've got a boat owners forum that's really active. It's been out there now for about 12 years. It's got the most active members of any boat forum for the owners. There's a lot of good information there. We've got a Facebook page. Go to Key West Boats Facebook page. That's
a lot
active.
Of good information there too.
Yeah, and there's a Key West Boat Owners Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of social media out there if you want to find info on Key West boats.
Okay, and then for the Florida Skiff Challenge, if folks want to follow that this year and cheer on Key West.
Mm-hmm.
Where can they get that information at?
Go to the Florida Skiff Challenge Facebook page. That's the best source.
Okay.
And that's on April the?
April 2nd.
2nd. I can't remember.
April the 2nd. How long did it take you last year?
It was 60 hours.
60 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to meet you either at the start or the finish to cheer on Key West boats this time.
You should be at both places.
Yeah.
There's a good party at the Floribama Club.
Yeah.
And that's due to kick it off. And then, at the
And then
the
come back
line,
into Jacksonville, right?
In Jacksonville. I forget the name of the hotel it was at, but it was a pretty good party there, too.
Awesome.
We're going to have to cheer on Team Key West.
Tom, thanks for being on the show with us. And folks want to come out here and look at one of these beautiful Key West boats. He'll be in the Palmetto Boat Center booth today and tomorrow. So come on out here and you can jump in one just like Boat Girls got.
Yay! We love ours.
So we're going to go to our break now. When we come back, we'll wrap up today's show with a calendar of events and our parting shot, Florida Man Story on tap.
Y'all stay with us right here, 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Upstate Outdoors is coming to you live from the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show. We're going to be here for about another 5 minutes broadcasting live. We'll hang around, so if you're in the immediate area, come by and say hey to us.
We're going to check out some horsepower.
That's right. We're going to – Boat Girls wanting to get over here and check out some white Yamaha horsepower.
Yeah, buddy.
Right? But if it's on the water, it's at the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show. Show times, they'll be here today until 9 p.m., be here tomorrow till 6 p.m. It's at the Greenville Convention Center, formerly Textile Hall.
For the old folks that know it as Textile Hall.
Yeah, absolutely. And now is the time on the show where we do our calendar of events. Take it away, Boat Girl.
So, like y'all didn't know, right now, going on today and tomorrow, Upstate South Carolina Boat Show. This is the 50th annual Upstate South Carolina Boat Show here at Greenville Convention Center. Show will host the latest models of boats, including fishing, pontoons, speed, ski, cruisers, and personal watercraft. Additionally, you will find boating accessories and everything you need to start the season off right. The show hours are today until 9 p.m., and then tomorrow, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., adults is $7. Seniors and students are $6, and children under 6 are free. Parking is $5. For more information, 864-233-2562, or just come on out, see us. Also, February 7th, 8th, and 9th, it is once again Crappy Madness time at the Cabela's in Greenville, sponsored by Ben and Pulse. There's going to be crappy fishing seminars presented by the host of Upstate Outdoors.
Woohoo!
My dear husband, PG, is going to teach y'all how to crappy fish. This is going on Friday, February 7th at 7 p.m., Saturday, February 8th at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., and Sunday, February 9th at 2 p.m. You can register to win fishing prizes and learn all about how to catch America's favorite game fish. This is at Cabela's on Wood or Fro. Also, February 29th, Lake Hartwell Cat Chasers' first annual Winter Blues Tournament on Lake Kiwi. $50 entry fee, optional $10 big fish. This is going to be at High Falls Ramp in Seneca. Registration is 5:30 to 6:30 a.m. prior to the tournament. Lines in at 7 a.m., lines out at 4 p.m., and the weigh-in is at 5 p.m.
And if you have events that you would like for us to talk about, you can email us at upstateoutdoors@1063word.radio.com.
Yep.
And just want to take a minute to thank all of our guests who've been on the show today. Vince Johnson from 72 Marine, Hack Hensley from Hack's Vintage Tackle, Marty Robinson, professional angler, MLF guy. Good luck to Marty this year. And also Tom Marlowe from Key West Boats. Sorry that we hadn't been able to talk to everybody here, but you can do that. Come on out. The boat show will be here until 9 o'clock tonight and tomorrow. And for Upstate Outdoors, PG and Boat Girl, God bless. We'll see you next week.
Y'all have a great rest of the weekend. 106.3 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.